item, item number 17.
Amend a contract with Parametrics, Inc. for professional engineering services for the Lombard Pump Station Upgrade and Force Main Replacement Project Number E10920 in the amount of $691,373.
Colleagues, these are items that I'm bringing on behalf of Commissioner Fish. Colleagues, this project will allow the Bureau to upgrade the Leonard Pump Station, which is deteriorating due to age, and it's not seismically fit. This contract amendment is needed because in addition to the pump station upgrade, about a mile of Force Main sewer pipe, which sends wastewater from the pump station to the Columbia Wastewater Treatment Plant, needs to be upgraded. Here today to give a brief presentation are Paul Suto, Engineering Manager, and Aaron Lawler, who's the engineer. Both gentlemen are from Environmental Services. Thank you both for being here today.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Paul Suto. Sorry. Is that better?
Paul, just slide it a little closer. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Paul Suto, Engineering Manager with BES, and Aaron's going to lead the presentation, and I'll be here to help answer questions.
Good afternoon, Council. I'm Aaron Lawler, Engineer with Bureau of Environmental Services in the Treatment and Pumping Systems Division. We are here today to request an authorization of a PT amendment with Parametrics, Inc. for the Lombard Pump Station and Force Main Upgrade. This is the second time that this project has been to Council before, so you may remember some of the slides that I will show. The first time was in March of 2018 to authorize the initial contract with Parametrics. An amendment to the original contract is required based on information gained during the condition assessment of the site and the force main. Just a little footnote, this picture here, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but that is part of the force main that we are now going to repair. That is a man welding right after we had a break in the force main, so it's an emergency repair. This project was initiated to provide standard upgrade to the Lombard Pump Station. The pump station and force main was constructed in 1983. The electrical and mechanical equipment have reached the end of its useful design life. And they require replacement. We are doing some additional upgrades to the site as well, including installation of a standby power generator to increase reliability, as well as structural and seismic upgrades to the existing infrastructure to meet current code requirements and increase resiliency. The initial project scope included two investigations during the pre-design phase to gain more information and better understand some of the project requirements. These were a geotechnical investigation into the soil conditions at the pump station, as well as a condition assessment of the force main, which is a pressurized sewage pipe that the pump station discharges into. The results of these assessments have indicated additional work that is required to successfully complete this project. These include ground improvements and full replacement of the force main. This amendment incorporates these additional tasks into the engineering design contract. Here I have some just reference point for you of where Lombard Pump Station is compared to the wastewater treatment plant on Columbia Boulevard. It's located in North Portland near the Port of Portland terminals, and it's adjacent to the Columbia Slough. A couple aerial photos and an on-the-ground photo of the existing pump station. As you can see, it's very close to the slough. There's a rail yard right there that often prevents access to the site. It's part of the reason why we're providing standby power. So this is the new portion of work as part of the amendment. The results of the investigation conducted during the pre-design has shown that this nearly 1 mile long force main has begun to fail. In December of 2017, the force main actually had a localized failure. I showed that picture a little earlier. And the results of the condition assessment of the force main recommended replacement. During this assessment, we also determined that the current force main is actually oversized. So this replacement provides the opportunity to install a smaller force main. And with that, we're able to slip line this existing force main with a new one. So we're basically going to be threading a new pipe through the existing pipe. So a little bit of project background. The project was advertised for competitive selection in 2017. The project was awarded to Parametrics based off of qualifications, and we came to a negotiated contract fee that was approved by council of $959,746.
Commissioner Hurst, yes, your question.
What did you tell the council when you brought that original contract for approval? What was the scope of work that we were contracting for?
Yeah, so it was for design services, engineering services for the pre-design, design, construction phases of the pump station upgrade, and during in the scope of the pre-design included the geotechnical investigations and the condition assessment of the force main.
And what was your level of confidence in your assessment when you did that initial proposal?
Yeah, so I may talk about this again a little bit later, but when we came, the contract fee was negotiated and firm, but the overall scope of the construction and the project itself was low, and that was presented to council. I actually believe you asked me why was it low, and I explained that that's a kind of a description that council requires based off of the unknowns associated with the project, which was soil conditions and the force main condition.
So as you can understand, when I see 72.3% increase in a proposal, that raises a lot of warning signs, right?
Absolutely.
Is that normal for you to increase a proposal by 72.3%?
I would say it's not normal. No, it's I think you'll hear from a presentation after us about getting a condition assessment program going, but a lot of the assets that we have in the city, we've built and we haven't checked back on until it becomes time to do a major upgrade. So when we lay eyes on them, we learn a lot about that.
And then my last question, because I know you've got some more formal, it says that 35.72% of this contract will go to disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses, and I need that broken out, disaggregated. What's going to minority firms? What's going to women? I need the whole list.
I have that. Would you like that now or when I get to that slide?
That's convenient for you.
Okay, I have a slide a little bit later.
I wanted to put it on the list.
Yeah, thank you. So, jumping back to the project status, so we are still currently in pre-design. We've done nearly 30% design of the pump station. All work completed to date has been in the original scope of the project, so none of the work has been out of scope. But we were aware that these assessments could throw us in a little bit of a wrench, and so this is kind of a hard stop point to come back and explain what we found and ask for this amendment to do scope work that is not currently in scope. This is the force main. That is a picture of the repair after it was completed, but you can see that it was significantly damaged during that break. So these findings are a significant amount of work, and they could not have been incorporated into the existing negotiated contract. So we began negotiating an amendment, and that is why we're here today. And it will cover replacement of the existing force main and soil improvements for seismic resiliency at the pump station. So, Commissioner Hardesty, I think this will be where I will address those questions. So this is an overall breakdown of the contract, the amendment, and the total project cost. That would be through construction completion. Again, this level of confidence of this estimate is low, and that is based off of the City of Portland's Project Estimate Confidence Level Rating Index, basically because we're in pre-design.
So I'm sorry, so even now, coming back with this increase, your confidence in this is low?
Yes, so based off of where we are in the project, again, I would say we are more certain now than we were when we came the first time because we do have more information, but to move up to a moderate or a high, you have to be further along in the overall design. based off of the index.
Want to add something?
Yeah, I want to just hopefully maybe clarify something. So I think the confidence is pretty high in the contract amendment that we're adding to 691. It's low in that 11.194, which that the contract amendment is a portion of that. And as Aaron was, I think, attempting to explain, we're only at that early design stage. So as we progress to design, we get more confident because we actually have something tangible to compare. Right now, we're kind of using other project ballpark numbers to estimate, and that's typically, it doesn't give us a lot of confidence in our project estimating.
What will be refined as we move forward would be the construction contract, the construction cost estimate, which is the majority of that figure that you see there. We'll have more detailed design to do better quantity takeoffs. So, as you can see here, we have disadvantaged, minority-owned, woman-owned, and emerging small business participation of 35.7%. I did do a breakdown. However, it's a little bit difficult because many of the firms that are in this program, they subscribe to a number of those different titles within the program. So I was able to say that 66% of that participation is associated with disadvantaged and minority-owned businesses. 8% is attributed to emerging small businesses or women-owned businesses, and 26% is kind of what I grouped as they subscribe to all of the DMW ESB titles.
So they're disadvantaged, they're women's business, they're a minority, as well as an emerging small business, is what you're saying?
That's what
6% of
yes.
Those firms.
Yes, that's what they qualify for. And so we estimate at this.
And to be clear, that's 26% of the 35.
Of the 35. And I do have the dollar breakdowns if you'd like.
Okay.
I would love to see that list at some time, at some point.
Yes, we.
The firms themselves, because the way we calculate folks sometimes is not as accurate as I'd like to see it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can provide that. So estimated project completion is June of 2023. So that pretty much concludes our presentation. Just to summarize, we're here for the authorization to execute an amendment with Parametrics for engineering services in the amount of $691,372.90.
Great. Thank you. Any further questions? Carla, is there any public testimony on this item?
Not sure if they're still here. Lightning and Maggie had signed up.
Nope, I don't see them. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. This moves to second reading. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
That was helpful.